I'd particularly like to share my concerns that despite a target of 5 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030, no offshore wind projects have been delivered. Ireland has a huge potential to become a global leader in wind energy, particularly through offshore developments. Donegal, in particular, has immense potential given where it's situated and the amount of wind we gather off the Atlantic Ocean. And Donegal would benefit hugely from developing offshore wind. And I've spoken about the severe deterioration in the fishing industry and what we've seen in the recent years. Because of the decline, many fishers are forced to find work abroad. And given the nature of the work and their area of expertise, naturally many of them look for offshore work. But instead of availing on work in Ireland, they are forced to go away to England, Scotland and Germany. And I think you'd be shocked, Minister, to know that how many constituents in Donegal have to go abroad to find maritime work. Given the fact that we are an island nation with so much wind and sea and resources, surely we should be able to provide plenty of work here. And surely fishing towns in Donegal, such as Killybegs and Greencastle, would be prime spots to develop offshore wind energy. But once again, we've been held back by lack of infrastructure. In a session with the Committee of Fisheries and Maritime Affairs, I was told by Wind Energy Ireland, Donegal does have the wind and good water depths, particularly near inshore towards Donegal Bay. At present, it is challenging for us to do offshore generated in Donegal because of the electricity grid. It needs updated. And the lack of grid is probably one of the biggest challenges facing us. So if you get electricity out of Donegal, we need a stronger grid to get it out. So investment is essential. We can harvest it, but we can't take it ashore. In 2025, 13% of the cheapest electricity was wasted because of the grid. It's simply not strong enough to carry the power and the wind that comes from the wind farms. And most of the wind farms are left dormant. They're not moving. So we've had to switch the turbines off at times, which is absolutely crazy when they could be generating power. The figure is significantly higher in the northwest when electricity grid is at its weakest. And the figure, it's a disgraceful waste when the potential is there, but you have to have the courage and to invest. You have to invest in the future now. So in Donegal, if we had a more advanced, up-to-date grid, that could handle. We could be in a prime location to harvest the power and take it ashore. And wind-breaking technology is there. Wave breakers. They're all over the north of Scotland, and they're generating power. We have to have the courage. We have to have the belief to believe and deliver.
Thank you.